Hello, everyone, and welcome to Diversify Her Podcast. I'm your host, Raven Hayward, and today on the show, I'm lucky to have my visa mentor, Ms. Riza Ahuja, who is an innovative HR leader with over 12 years of experience translating business vision into people initiatives that improve performance, profitability, growth, and employee engagement. Thank you so much for coming on my show today. How are you doing?
Thank you, Raven, so much for having me. I am honored and very excited to have this conversation with you.
Yes. That's great to hear. So to get us started off, could you just share a bit about your personal journey in HR and how you've applied strategic human resources planning into your own career?
Yes, absolutely. So I started my career in HR in hospitality. I worked for Marriott, and it was a great experience for me starting my career there, because in hotels, you have different departments that represent almost small companies within the same roof. So you have the executives, you have the sales team, you have housekeeping, which is really important for the hotel, you have front desk, and you're able to gain a vast experience engaging, recruiting, making sure that you develop different profiles of employees. So that's where I started. And there I held different roles, including in recruiting. And I worked my way up, started as a coordinator, filing employee information. And little by little, I kept growing. And I ended up there being the HR manager for several properties. After that, I moved out of hospitality into Comcast. It's a great experience. Then after that, I went to ADP, where I was a consultant for different businesses. I was the HR executive for over 30 different clients. And it was fantastic. It's working directly with the owners of these companies and the CFOs. You get that business experience and that strategic HR, where you're sitting at the table with people that are truly invested in their own business, right? Like they created their babies. After ADP, I went to be the head of HR for Grand Vision. And Grand Vision, they own stores, retail, prescription glasses, and they had over 30 different stores across the country. And I was the head of HR there. And now I am at Visa. So that has been my journey.
Yes, and I know when we first had our call or first got set up with you as my mentor, I just remember asking you, like, how did you end up at Visa? And I remember you told me it was kind of just about connections and like who you know. So over your experience with working in HR and working out of all these different companies, I know that it's important to have mentors such as we have now, or just even making those effective connections and relationships. Would you mind just going into detail a little bit about, as you were working, who were the most influential people in your journey and how did you foster those relationships to get to where you are today?
Thank you so much. What a great question. One person comes to mind, and her name is Florencia Rodenberg. She was and still is a general manager at Marriott in JW Marriott Marquis. I worked with Florencia for about 2 years, and I learned a lot from her. I learned about hard work. I learned about trusting, but verifying. That's something that she always said. And I also learned how to always push yourself for excellence. Never accept anything below that. And it's something that comes from within. It's so important to have great role models throughout your career that you can look up to and that they can also give you feedback and teach you the ropes. Also in Marriott, there was my first HR manager. His name is Brian Barton. He taught me everything from the ground up. How to have difficult conversations. I watched him. And he was so good at it. I don't have difficult conversations. And I think the most important thing is always lead with the heart. In HR, it's not about, you know, necessarily revenue. Yes, you're working with people in order to drive the company goals. But it's always good to remind yourself that you're working with human beings and always have empathy and put yourself in their shoes. So those are the two main mentors that I can think about right now.
Mm-hmm. And I consider you like a very influential person just to me, because even through the year and a half that we've known each other, whenever we would have like our check-in calls, I tell you about the courses I'm taking or the different opportunities that I have to study abroad or different things that I'm applying to. And that's just been so helpful, because you have once been in my shoes and the work that you're doing is something that I'm interested in going into. So just being able to hear your experience of like, oh yeah, that can be applicable here, or you should also do this, or just even you putting me in contact with Mr. Story, Mr. Matt, and him eventually coming on my podcast and me going on his podcast, that's been very helpful. And I'm very appreciative of everything that you've been able to give me and just your mentorship and your guidance. So I'd love to hear from your perspective, how did the decision of you deciding to be a mentor, part of the scholarship program that I have, come to be? And what have you gained or learned so far from being my mentor?
Thank you so much. I'm glad that it's been useful to you. I take great pleasure in being your mentor. So I'm honored to do so. So your question is, why did I decide to do it? I mean, I had to do it. To me as a leader at Visa, and as someone that has been helped in the past, I think it is my duty to help others. And what a wonderful opportunity to help someone like you, so talented, with such a bright future, and that you're so early in your career, right? You're still in college. So it's a perfect opportunity to share what I know as much as I can in order for you to make the right decisions early on. I'm also very moved because you're an African-American woman and I am a Latinx person. And we have different backgrounds than some other people that, you know, we're different, right? We have different, I'm from the Dominican Republic. I moved here when I was 15. We all have different diverse backgrounds that make us who we are. But at times we do need that help from someone that has been there, that can mentor you and tell you, okay, so this is the right way of doing it, because it might not come naturally to you. And so that's why I joined. I find great pleasure in it. And not only, like you said, I help you, but you also help me. Because it reminds me, you know, certain things that we tend to forget. If, for example, one thing that I'm very proud of you and that has motivated me is how involved you are in your community. So beyond what you're doing in college, you look for ways of learning through different groups that you participate in. If, for example, I know that you're enrolled in going to South Africa. What a wonderful experience. So getting to know the world, not only from the books, not only from talking to mentors, but also exposing yourself to different experiences and different organizations. So I really like talking to you. And it's important for all mentors to keep this in mind, that it's not only what you give, but you also get a lot in return.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And part of the reason why I'm applying to go to South Africa is because I know you said the best way to kind of learn is through experiences. And if there's one thing that you wish you could have done more of, is like going to travel and being able to interact with people from where they are and like in their culture and really just be involved and understanding. because something that you've taught me a lot of is, of course, college, it kind of helps you how to teaches you how to think and sort of like helps you know what to expect. But you and some other people have told me when you get to your job, it's almost like you're learning on the spot because the world is always changing and there's different things that are always coming up. So I guess knowing how to think and how to navigate those, it comes with different experiences that you have. So I want to know, with your background in employer branding and talent and management, how do you think that your guidance as a mentor can help to shape my personal brand and navigate the challenges of talent development or just with different things that you're doing? Because it always is kind of sometimes changing on the spot.
Absolutely. It's important in order to have your employee brand to have a definition, just as you would do with any brand, any product. What are the qualities that you possess that set you apart? So as you might remember, you were coming to California for meeting different individuals within BFRA. It was like a fair, right?
It was our scholarship summit this past June.
And as you remember, we talked about, you know, who are you as a brand? What makes you special, Raven? So you are a cheerleader. You're very passionate about inclusion and diversity. You're very close to your parents, the school that you go to. So it's important as marketers too for products and brands to be very clear, put it on paper. So what makes me me, in order to keep that in mind, keep your branding in mind as you're talking to individuals, as you market yourself, as you're looking at your resume. Does your resume say exactly who you are? And if it doesn't, then you have to go back to the drawing board. You need to have those keywords as to not only what sets you apart, but what are you interested in? Talk to the person reading your resume. You want to make sure that you have that clear. So when you're having those conversations, in the case that we mentioned, it was a networking event, as you're talking to these individuals, you're saying those things that define your brand, so that they remember you, so that they place you for opportunities that might interest you and that you will be a fit. So super important to have clarity as to who you are and what sets you apart and what you want. It's really hard to know exactly what you want. It takes some time. It takes a lot of self-reflection. But once you have that, it's amazing because then you know what you're looking for and what will make you happy and give you energy and be successful in return. Right? Mm-hmm. Because if you enjoy what you do, if you get satisfaction, you will keep going, you will keep going. And I think that's the secret.
Mm-hmm. At what moment did it click for you of where you knew exactly who you were and what you wanted to do? At what moment did that click, and how did you know what to do next?
I didn't get it, even as early as you did. I believe that you have here where you went wrong. I went through many different self-discovery. I started my career in international relations because I wanted to work for an embassy. Then I took about 2 years and I said, no, you know what, this is not it. Then after that, I went into business. And while I was doing my business degree for bachelor's in marketing, I started working in a fundraiser. So I used to work for the American Cancer Society, and I used to fundraise for South Florida. That role was really fulfilling. But still, this is not it. This is not me yet. I enrolled in my MBA, and while I was taking my MBA, at the end of the program, it was a 2-year program, at the end of the program, we had to do a simulation of a business. And they divided us, the class, in different groups. So my group was about 5 individuals. And each person within the group took a role in this company that we were creating. So the goal was to create a company to compete against the other companies within the class. And whoever makes the most revenue, let's see, was an MBA class, will win. My role was HR. I hadn't worked in HR before. But it was something that I thought I could do. I've worked with people before. You know, I'll take it, guys. No worry. Guys and gals. So during that simulation, during that program that we did, I had to create an HR strategy for us to hire the right people, to develop the people how we wanted, and make sure that we were profitable through the people that were working in this company. Now, I'm not going to take full credit for it in case they hear this. But one of the reasons why we won, so our company won, our company was one of the most profitable, was because of the HR strategy that I put together.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, I said, you know what? Maybe this is it. Let me try it. You have to try it, Raven. So I told my mother, said, Mommy, you know, I did this and I think I really want to try it. Do you know anybody? And that goes into network. And she worked in hospitality. She didn't work that many, but she worked in hospitality. And she said, you know what? I have a friend that knows a friend that knows a friend. Hey, let's try. Well, this friend of a friend of a friend was the mentor that I told you about, that his name was Brian Barton. And mm-hmm. he said, you know, yeah, I do have a job available, but it's of HR coordinator, basically administrative job. And back then, that job paid very little. It was like $10 an hour. At that time, working in the Cancer Society, the American Cancer Society, I was like a senior manager.
Mm-hmm.
And I was creating fundraisers, and I was talking directly with the community. So I had a position of a lot of influence. I had my own office. So I went into this hotel, working in this little desk where candidates used to come in, and I did filing and filing after filing. I really, really gave it manual work. But one, I enjoy HR, like the actual work of it. And important as well, I was good at it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm good at this. So that's how it happened. And it's not that you find what you like and that's it. It's an evolution. It's a constantly it evolves. So I knew that I wanted to do HR, but then I started thinking, okay, hospitality might not be for me. I was a brand new mom. Hospitality opens 24/7. I need to keep moving it. I need to find. Then I went to Comcast. Comcast was huge. It is a huge corporation, and it gave me more of a structured HR experience. And I was like, I was working on the cable side. I was like, yeah, this is good, but still, you know, I don't want to be out on the field. I want to meet people. I don't want to be sitting on a desk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, super lucky because of a person I knew at ABP Total Source. It was one of my favorite jobs because I had a group of clients, 30 different companies, as I said before, but I was out meeting them. I was out seeing with the business owners, talking about strategy, talking about their problems. It gave me a lot of energy. It was great, great, great. One of those clients offered, said, hey, you know, there's this opportunity at Grand Vision. They're a company in the Netherlands. They're publicly traded. They're buying 4Eyes here in the United States. And they need a head of HR. Why don't you check it out? I think you're going to be fantastic. So I went, I checked it out. I talked to the recruiter. They called me back. And when I met the CEO at the time for the North America business, his name is Hans, amazing guy. I really liked it because while it was HR, these guys and gals were very aggressive, were very driven. They worked as a startup. They just had this hunger to do things. So I said, I'm definitely going to go there. Raven, it was so much work. So much work. My mother was concerned. Because there was so much to do and no No one never told me no. So I had the opportunity in this wonderful place to just come up with things and put it together as programs and talk about how this is going to get us to our goals. So it was a fantastic experience. And then this opportunity at Visa, after a few years, this opportunity at Visa came up and up, and it has been a great decision going to the financial industry, and it's a great one. So I'm so excited that I know you're going to have your internship soon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited for you to start.
Yes, thank you. I'm looking forward to it. And after hearing your story, it just makes me think like, wow, okay, so probably what I'm thinking I want to do right now, it might change in a couple years or so, just based on the experiences that I have. And even from freshman year to now, I can say it's kind of changed, because I mentioned to you before, I picked up a minor with data science along with conflicts management, because I can kind of see that AI is starting to kind of pick up more, because I know that it's always been around and it's been used as a tool to help with the hiring process. I know, I remember you told me that there was a software that you guys would just use anyways to kind of search through resumes, because it's looking for a keyword or something with the next group of people that you're looking at hiring. But now I think with the HR, I kind of want to look into data analytics and just see how I can use the numbers or the data to help tell a story, because I know storytelling is also important when it comes to like marketing or HR. So just trying to find my niche, because to kind of be open and vulnerable here, I feel like a lot of the time people think that I have it together. Like, oh, you're so ahead of your time. Like, you know what you want to do. Your resume is great. You're heavily involved in your community. You're doing a lot. But sometimes I just feel like I don't know what I'm doing sometimes, or I know what I want to get to, but I also know I kind of have to be specialized in something, because business is a very broad topic. So whenever I tell someone, oh, I'm majoring in business, they go, okay, so that's a lot. Like, what exactly in business are you doing? Because there's consulting, there's operations, there's marketing, there's accounting, you know, there's all these different layers that go into it. So what I've been kind of trying to do, and using you to help me as well, as just figuring out what am I good at and what do I want my niche to be? Because I also know you have to start from somewhere. It's not like I can just automatically jump and get your role. You had different things that led you up to that. So what I've just been trying to do and get your guidance on is, how exactly do I get there and what are the steps in between? So for any of my listeners that are listening, what advice would you have for them who kind of went through the same thing that I've been going through with you?
Brittany, this is your time to explore. So it's good to have an idea of more or less where you want to go, as you mentioned, data science and also conflict management. But open yourself up. Anything, let yourself be driven by curiosity. Because the more data points you have, the more experiences you go through, the better you're going to know what you like and what you don't like. It's important to know what's in demand in the market, but in order to make that decision, like for example, you said data science, but what's in demand today might not be in demand a year from now, 2 years from now. Even data science, I would say about a year ago, there was a really high demand for people with data science background and skill sets. And there still is demand for it, but not as much as I saw a year ago, where there was a shortage of data science scientists. And because of that, the compensation for them in order to bring them from the outside was really high. Now it has come a little bit down. So my point is, do not focus on what is in high demand now, because by the time you graduate, it might not be in high demand. My advice, as I said, is open yourself to experiences. Go what makes you curious. Let curiosity take you where you need to go. And always, right, what gives you energy, what you get passionate about. So I have this story. A friend of mine, dear friend, he was being offered an opportunity within the company. And to me, it sounded like an amazing opportunity. It was a lot of money. It was a really high title. I thought that he would do an amazing job at it. And he said, oh my, so he told me, hey, you know, they offered me this. I'm thinking about it. I'm like, oh, it sounds so amazing. Are you going to take it? And he said, it doesn't make my blood pump. It doesn't get me excited. I have to feel it in my stomach. And after that conversation, I always think of him when I'm making decisions for a job or work-related. It's like, okay, so am I really excited about this? Or not only for work-related, but even if I'm going to go and learn something in school. So I've been thinking about the different areas where I can become more specialized. I'm like, does this really make me excited? Does it get my blood flowing? And if the answer is no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it, because if it doesn't make you excited, you're not going to be happy doing it for a long time, and you're not going to be as good at it. And even if you're good at it, then you're going to get bored and say, oh my God, I'm good. So anyway, in summary, my advice to you is that let curiosity drive you. Get as many experiences as you can at this point in your career. And third, guide yourself with what gets you excited, regardless of what's happening in the market, because that's going to change. What makes Raven jump out of, you know, wanting to do more of that?
Mm-hmm. And that's great advice. And that's why I'm so lucky to have you as a mentor, because I do love how you kind of, you break it down. You give a great explanation as to why you say what you say. You don't just say it and give like a simple example of, oh, just do what you're passionate about. Because I feel like a lot of people say that. But when you're able to kind of break it down and explain why, and even give that antidote of the story of your boss and, you know, what makes his blood bubble and boil, like just giving analogies like that, it really helps to kind of bring it into perspective. And then I can almost see myself 5-10 years down the road and being just grateful for the advice that you've given me. So as I we almost come to the end of this episode, for my listeners who are kind of curious as to how exactly to reach out and seek a mentor, what is your best advice for, like, how do they go out and ask? Because luckily I was able to have you through the scholarship that I have. But for those who are kind of just, I guess, looking on LinkedIn or just scrolling, what would you say is the best approach to reach out and ask someone to be your mentor?
Yeah, very good. In my experience, Raven, the best way of getting a mentor is someone that feels invested in you, right? I feel invested in you because of who you are, because you have all these wonderful qualities. I think that you have a bright future. You come from the Black Scholars program at BSAC. So I'm personally invested in you. We didn't know each other, as you remember. And I think that we got lucky that we were the right match. In my experience, getting mentors that I don't know from before, it hasn't worked really well for me. And because, yeah, we talk, but it takes a while to get something going. If the person is really, really busy and they're not personally invested in you. So if it's the first time that someone is getting a mentor, I will start, get people within your network first. So either that you know them, or that they know of you somehow, that there's some type of personal connection, and that person is invested in you, either because you have a story that is very similar to theirs. Let's say that you don't know this person and you really want them because they started the same way that you started, or they have a very similar background and a very similar story. And that's something that the person can get invested in you. If you say that, I want to be like you, we come from the same town, we had the same childhood, anything. The easiest way, get a mentor that you already know and that you have a connection. If you do not know the person, make sure that there's a reason why they will be investing in you, other than you're amazing, because you're all amazing. But what's tying you to that person that they will be invested in? And lastly, be candid about it and be very clear as to what you want to get out of a mentorship. Sometimes I've seen people that go to potential mentors and they say, oh, I just want a mentorship. Okay, but what is it that you're seeking? So be very clear as to what you want to get out of a relationship and let them know.
Perfect. Thank you so much for the time that you've taken with me. Again, I'm so appreciative for our relationship, our mentorship. And a signature question that I have on my podcast is, what's one piece of advice you would give Gen Z listeners to go out and diversify themselves?
Go where you're curious, experience as much as you can. And do not worry about, hey, I already made my mind that I'm going to be a business teacher, especially so early in your career, if you're in college. Just go to different experiences that will enrich your life and therefore make you a more complete professional. So like you're doing, Raven, you're going to South Africa. That's fantastic. Go there. If you're interested in data science, learn about data science. Just do not go back. Go for it. Go for it and leave with curiosity.
Perfect. Thank you so much again. I will make sure to have your LinkedIn in the bio below for if anyone wants to just do more research on you or potentially reach out to you. Thank you again so much for coming on. Thank you everyone for listening. And I'll catch you next time on Diversify Her.